Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning. It's time to get out on your back deck and make it happen. It's going to bump up against 80 degrees today. Before you hit that, get down here to the Ultimate Sports Show. Opens up at 10 o'clock this morning, goes till 9 o'clock tonight. We are down here live and local in Grand Rapids making it happen. It's the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it is DeBoss Hall, downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's a Cumulus Broadcasting Network. And you need to come down here because in honor of the sports event that we're at, Jop has on his camouflage Speedo. And this is something to see. This guy is svelte.
It's radio, baby. It's radio. That, just picture it. You really don't want to see it. Just picture it.
Yeah.
But I don't even know where to go with that.
I know where to go. I want to talk about getting your grill ready. You got to get your grill ready because some of you guys, you know, are lazy little wimpy guys, and you put your grill away for the winter. You don't man it up and keep that thing.
So that's where the segue is. The ammo Speedo, manning it up, getting the grill going.
We've got, are you kidding? We've got Duran Martinez sitting here. It's the place is filling up with testosterone. But, yeah, you got to get your grill out. You got to get it tuned up. If you haven't been using it for a while, you might have some mice in it. Had that happen to me a few years back. You might have just issues from over the winter. Maybe it wasn't working quite right last year. But you want to check those lines. The important thing is if you're running a gas grill and you're running a propane grill especially, propane fuel will mess you up in a heartbeat. So you want to check those lines, make sure they're not cracked and leaking. If you smell any gas, shut it off. You want to just take it apart, pull those burners out, pull the grates out. This is the cool job because it's the perfect appliance. You can clean it with your blower, all right? You can get your leaf blower out and your power washer, literally, and clean that thing. But it's, you know, they're easy to clean. Men who'd never cook or help in the kitchen will cook on the grill. And the great thing about a grill is that you can clean it with a leaf blower. It is do more housework if women let us do it that way.
Yeah, open the windows, turn her on, and let her go, man.
What are you talking about?
Hey, joining us, it's always our pleasure to have Duran Martinez from Wild, Michigan. He came bearing gifts, so we like him even more today. But, hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're fantastic. How are
Excellent.
You?
Excellent. How do you follow up? Camo Speedo, Wazoo, mustard. Really? I mean, honestly, I was a little lost on the way in here today.
Well, welcome to the
That's our
guys.
Job.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice. Yeah, it's a rubber ball in a hard room sometimes, but somehow we make it happen. But anyway, so what are you doing down here? What brings you to the sports show?
I tell you what, this is the oldest sports show in the state, and I've been coming here for about 6 years with our show, Wild Michigan. Some of the guests that have been on the show this week are here. Brian Schramm is here. Teresa Maybriar, who you guys had on earlier, has always been a part of the show every spring. And with this spring coming on so early right now, turkeys, I tell you what, they're starting to get out. They're strutting right
we
now.
We saw them on the way in this morning.
Yeah. And that is a perfect thing to not make jerky out of, you guys. Just because it's a wild turkey doesn't mean it's tough. And just like your geese, it doesn't mean it's greasy. You need to get your mentality out of what you've heard for so many years and find some new recipes. And we've got some on our website. But, I mean, with you guys, especially with the turkey breast, lean, some of the best meat out there.
Smoke
you guys
it.
Should know you don't need to make jerky out of it.
You know, I was with Jeff Foxworthy about a week and a half ago in Atlanta, and he reps for Timber Ridge deep fryers. We got these patio-mounted deep fryers now on the market. It'd be beautiful for a wild turkey. I mean, rub it, inject it, throw that baby in, 375 degrees, give her about 20 minutes. You've got, like, my mouth's salivating right now. I can't even talk.
Yeah, minute and a half, 2 minutes a pound that you're going to do. Make sure to not get that oil too hot.
Yes.
It's very important that you don't want that oil too hot because you'll ruin the it'll dry out, it'll get crusty, but you keep it right at that 375. Get yourself a good thermometer. Always important to monitor that temperature. Now when you drop that bird in, it'll drop down. That temperature will drop down. But the unit will bring the temperature back up. But monitor that. Do not bring it up above that 375 number because it'll ruin your stuff.
Yeah, I was putting my Timber Ridge together last night and it's got a temperature gauge right on it. So you can just it's really cool. the dial is all labeled for where to be and where not to be, and it gets into a red zone where you've got danger of fire. But, I mean, wild turkey is wonderful in the deep fryer, even if you've got a basic little one. I mean, phenomenal way to do wild turkey fish. I mean, we've got fishing boats all around us out here, and I love me a fish fry. It's Lent, baby.
You know, it's true. Yesterday, I'm looking at the pork shank going, I can't. Like the rest of Grand Rapids, I can't.
Yeah.
But it was looking really good out there. And, you know, and like you guys said, too, roughly about a pound, because these birds are so lean, they're not the fattened-up butterball, that are farm-raised and fattened up to be big and juicy. These are lean, mean, wild animals.
They are. When is that season open, Duran? Do you know?
April 23rd is the early spring season, and leftover licenses are on sale right now. And if you need to get the early spring license, because from what my professionals at the DNR are telling me, this is going to be on early. You're seeing the gobbling now. The strutting is going on now. I would say if you have time, get the early season.
Do you know any guys that hunt turkey with a bow?
I do. I'm one of them.
I am too.
I missed it last year, so I took the shotgun out last day and got a nice multi-beard. I was pretty happy about it.
Multi-beard?
Yes.
Wow.
Not bad for a first bird, but I'll take it.
Excellent. How long a shot?
It was only about 25 yards.
Okay, Wild Michigan. If you're listening in the Grand Rapids or Central Michigan markets right now, how can they find your show? Because you have a phenomenal show. I love your show. Every time I'm cruising out, if it's Saturday or Sunday, and I run across it, it's just a great show. I can hardly drive.
I tell you what, you can find us tomorrow morning on Sister Station 1340 WJRW here in Grand Rapids, and wildmichiganradio.com. There's all our affiliates and all the times, so you can even listen on podcasts there.
That's great. Cool show. Just if you've never listened to Duran, the guy is, I know him personally, so I just really admire him, but the show is quality stuff. If you're a sportsman, even if you just want to be a sportsman, you can learn so much from this show about how to be, more active in the woods, on the water. It's a great show, and thanks for joining us. Stick around for a little bit.
I sure will, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we are the Grilling Guys, and we're live down at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. This place opens up in about 10 minutes. You should get down here if you enjoy fishing, if you enjoy the outdoors. There's huge boat displays here. We've got about an acre of lake here behind us, and there's actually a couple fishing boats, all kinds of demonstrations going on today. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barracuda.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.